The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, what's happening? It's me, Derek, host Degenerate Derek Podcast, back for week 14 picks. I know there's been a lot of confusion. Like, hey, Derek, where you been at? Your podcast, it's been fucked up. I apologize. I'm just going to come out. I'm not going to make no excuses. I've been super busy going up to Lubbock, flying out of town, just all kinds of stuff been on my plate the last few weeks. It's been hella busy. I'm back to somewhat normal. I got week 14 for you. Week 13, nothing special. 3-2. Another winning week, but, you know, that's just what I do. I just, every week I show up, I basically win. I'm 37-25-3 on the year. By far, just a crazy great record, if I do say so myself. I'm pretty consistent with my wins. I want to try to finish out the year strong. We are in week 14. What, we go to, what, week 18 now this year? And I'll do all the playoffs and all that stuff. But, yeah, so we've had a good season. Not going to lie. Another 3-2 week last week. I thought I was going to go 4-1. My worst pick was the Titans. I apologize. I did have the Lions. I had the Vikings. Those were great picks. I can't remember if I gave out the 49ers or the Steelers. I know I gave out one of those. They both won. So I know that I went 3-2 because I do know I also gave out the Chargers -2, and that was a big dud. Shout out to the Raiders, though. They got a big L last night to Baker Mayfield. What a bunch of fucking losers. God, they have to just feel sick to their stomach about that loss. That is embarrassing. I apologize if you're a Raiders fan. I know you're out there. My boy Kush, I love him. He's a big Raiders fan, but holy shit, you have to just be like wanting to throw up after watching your team lose to Baker Mayfield and the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, that's a brutal L. I'm not going to lie. There's no way of sugarcoating it. But let's get into week 14. Let's get these picks out there. I know you guys are busy. I'm busy. Let's have another winning week. I think I got some good solid picks for you. Let's get into it.
Number 5.
All right, I got the Jets +10 on the road taking on the Buffalo Bills. I was against the Jets last week against the Vikings. I still think they're a good team. They're rallying behind their guy. I got to give Mike White credit. I thought last week Mike White was going to stumble a little bit, which he did, and I thought people would quickly jump off that bandwagon and then the Jets would just be turned in circles. Nah, the Jets are like, this is our fucking guy. This is who we're riding with. The players clearly have a thing for him, and I think they show up for him. They battle it out with the Bills, and they keep that game close. It's in Buffalo, but I like the Jets, especially getting +10. I mean, that's a lot of points for a team that has showed they're pretty capable all season long.
Number 4.
I love the Vikings +1.5 on the road against the Lions. The Lions have proved to be a pretty worthy opponent for a lot of teams, especially like last 4 or 5 weeks, it seems like. I just think with the Vikings still in the hunt for the number one seed in the NFC, they're sitting at 10-2. Obviously, they're chasing the Eagles, who are like, you know, I think they're still rolling at like 11-1. But there's still a shot there. And you can't be dropping these dumbass games to like the Lions. I only got to cover 1.5. Actually, I don't even got to. They just have to not lose. They are underdogs. The Lions are favorites in this game. The 5-7 Lions are 1.5-point favorites against the fucking 10-2 Minnesota Vikings. You guys are smoking crack. You're smoking flat out crack. Give me the Vikings +1.5. They're going to beat the fucking dog shit out of the Lions. I love that pick. You guys are high as shit.
Number 3.
Another one you all are high as shit on. 49ers at home -3.5 against the Bucks. Sorry, Tom Brady. You're rolling into San Francisco and getting fucking dog walked. Promise you that. 49ers -3.5 in a blowout, in a fucking blowout against the Bucks. I love that pick.
Number 2.
Giants +7 at home taking on the Eagles. Fuck the Eagles. E-A-G-S my D. Fuck you. Give me the Giants at home +7.
Number 1.
Seahawks -4 at home taking on the Panthers. This game opened up as Seahawks -7. It has been bet all the way down to 3.5. Now back up to 4. I think 4 is a great number. Seahawks, they pounded in the Panthers' ass this weekend. And those are my 5 picks. Again, real quick recap. I got Jets plus 10 on the road taking on the Bills. Vikings plus 1.5 on the road taking on the Lions. 49ers minus 3.5 at home taking on the Bucks. Giants plus 7 at home taking on the Eagles. And Seahawks minus 4 at home taking on the Panthers. Now that is a degenerate Derek card right there. You got three dogs, two favorites. It's a nice little mix. Last week I had a bunch of favorites. Still worked out for me at 3-2, but this week I feel much better about the card. I'm 37-25-3 on the year. That's 59.68%. I'm right there. I'm knocking on 60% door. I'm not there. I'm in the 59% tile, which is bullshit because I've been in that 59% tile. I went 3-2 and then 3-2, and it still hasn't gotten me above 60%, which just tells you percentages are full of fucking shit. That's a horse of a different color. We'll talk about that another time. Those are my week 14 picks. Best of luck to you. I'll be back next week for week 15, okay? All right, sayonara. Have a good fucking weekend.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.